Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 13th, Thankful Thursday. I sure am thankful that this weekend we're going to celebrate together in one combined service at 10 a.m. and give out lots of Bibles. Aren't we thankful that we have God's written Word? And we're thankful for the men and women who were martyred in order to help us to have our very own copy of God's Word. Let's take it a little bit further. I'm thankful that we can put God's Word into a digital form where we can listen as we drive or we work out or whatever we're doing even now, Lord. Would you help us as we focus in on your Word? And we just thank you for your Word and for the ability to read it and to understand it. Holy Spirit, would you come into our midst? Would you give us understanding? And would you use your Word as a conduit of love, grace, correction, and understanding in our lives? Today in the book of Exodus, we start the final chapter of this book. We're going to read it for the next 3 days. And this chapter is about setting up the tabernacle, the place where God's Spirit will dwell. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Set up the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, on the first day of the first month. Place the Ark of the Testimony in it and shield the Ark with the curtain. Bring in the table and set out what belongs on it. Then bring in the lampstand and set up its lamps. Place the gold altar of incense in front of the Ark of the Testimony and put the curtain at the entrance to the tabernacle. Place the altar of burnt offering in front of the entrance to the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. Place the basin between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it. Set up the courtyard around it and put the curtain at the entrance to the courtyard. Take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and everything in it. Consecrate it with all its furnishings and it will be holy. Then anoint the altar of burnt offering and all its utensils. Consecrate the altar and it will be most holy. Anoint the basin and its stand and consecrate them. Bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent of meeting and wash them with water. Then dress Aaron in the sacred garments, anoint him and consecrate him so that he may serve me as priest. Bring his sons and dress them in tunics, anoint them just as you anointed their father, so that they may serve me as priests. Their anointing will be to a priesthood that will continue for all generations to come." Turn with me now to Psalm 33. I'll begin reading with verse 12. "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death, to keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. It is Thankful Thursday. We have so much to be thankful for, especially here in the Psalm. We're thankful that we can trust the heart of the Lord. We can trust His holy name. Look back at verse 4. We didn't read this verse, but look at it. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice, and the earth is full of His unfailing love. We thank You, Lord, that we can look around and see Your unfailing love today. Okay, lest I get ahead of myself, we need to finish the Ten Commandments today. I hope that you've been able to learn them if you didn't already know them. You shall have no other gods before Me. Do not make for yourself an idol. Honor the name of the Lord. I always get that one confused. Do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. There we go. Honor the Sabbath by keeping it holy. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And the last one is you shall not covet. According to Jen Wilkin, stated in the positive, do not covet becomes be content. Covetousness hurts the community because it keeps close company with stinginess. The less content we are with our own possessions, relationships, or circumstances, the less inclined we will be toward the generosity that helps the community flourish. It is contentment we see thriving in the early church in Acts, where everyone was sharing as any had need, Acts chapter 2. We do not share with a neighbor when we perceive our own needs to be paramount. Covetousness whispers that we deserve that which has been given to our neighbor. Contentment states plainly that God has given what is good. Here is a question for reflection that she gives us. What are you most likely to covet? Stuff, relationships, or circumstances? What person is most likely to be the object of your envy? Commit to pray for that person's well-being and blessing this week. And so on that note, we're going to combine thankfulness for what we have and what God has given with a heart of desire that the Lord would make us even more content with the gifts He has given. Will you pray with me? Father, we want to end as we began with thankfulness for Your word. You, Lord, are holy and righteous, and we thank You for giving us an opportunity to have a Bible that we can read that teaches us about You. We thank You for the Psalm, which reminds us that we can trust in You and Your unfailing love. I lift up my brothers and sisters to You even now who need a touch from You. And I thank You, Lord, for hearing our prayers and answering us in community. We lift up to You today thankful hearts for a person. We also want to take a moment to intentionally thank You for our family members. Go ahead and take time to just lift those names and lives to the Lord. We also, Lord, want to thank You for a place. Maybe a place this week where we tabernacled with You, where You came to be with us, and where we saw You at work. We also thank You for something that You have brought to mind that is a gift. Something we don't deserve, Lord, but something You gave us out of love and out of Your pure heart. Help us, Lord, to be more and more content each day so that we are not stingy or reserved in our generosity. We love You, Lord, and we pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus Christ, the Holy One of God. Amen.